Have you ever gone public with good news and then it seemed like the very next day your life didn't match the news that you went public with? If you're like me, that's happened to you before. Today in episode 38, we're going to continue our mini series called Restored to Health. We're just taking a close look at Psalm 126 and we're asking ourselves this question: what does leadership look like when we've been restored to health? And more specifically today, what do we do when what we've said God did doesn't match what it looks like God's doing? Let me read the first four verses of Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Now, that first verse, there are alternative Hebrew readings, and many commentators say that these are better readings. That first verse could mean when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like those restored to health. That's where the title for this mini-series comes from, this Restored to Health mini-series. Verse 2, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Now this time, let's add the fourth verse. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Restore, bring back our captives, Lord, like streams in the Negev. The first thing I want us to tackle is, why would the psalmist begin Psalm 126 thanking God for bringing back the captives, and then in the fourth verse, ask God to bring back the captives? It feels like, okay, but if God did it, why are you asking him to do it again? And sometimes what happens is we think of Christianity as always successful. We never have problems. I don't know where that lie began, but y'all, it's a lie. It doesn't match real life. Real life is not always up and to the right. It's not always a better offering, greater attendance. It's sometimes we struggle, and especially in this chapter where this psalm specifically is talking about returning the captives. In our language, we would call those prodigals, right? So we would say, God, when the prodigals come home, man, our mouths are going to be filled with laughter. Our tongues will be full of songs of joy. We will say the Lord has done great things for us. But y'all, as long as we are breathing, there are still more captives, more prodigals that need to come home. And when we're talking about this from the standpoint of emotional and spiritual health and from mental health, the years that the captives were gone, even if they've come home, there's still work to be done, right? There's still things to process. There are still lies that need to be counteracted with truth. There are false ways of thinking. There are false identities that the prodigals believed while they were gone that we're going to have to work through. And so in a lot of ways, just because they've returned, just because they've come home, maybe a spouse, a loved one, a friend that you've prayed for a very long time, maybe they just came to church with you. They went to the altar, they prayed, and like you were having this, like, you know, trying to be cool on the outside, but on the inside you were doing the happy dance. Just because they prayed doesn't mean that it's over. It means that now that they've been restored back to Zion, back to the place of God, now he's got to do some internal restoration, right? So what I want to do today is just encourage you that the restoration process can take longer than we want it to take. And it can also be like a cyclical thing. It's not linear, right? Just because A happened doesn't mean that B's happening, then C, then D. Sometimes it's a couple steps forward and another step back. And that's what I take away from verse 4, where the psalmist says, restore our fortunes, Lord. Maybe it's, again, a prodigal. Maybe it's a dream, something that you had once before, but you thought that you'd lost something, you thought God's forgotten about, but now he's begun to restore that. Sometimes when God restores us, it is just like the psalmist said in verse 4, "Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev." Now, in Judah, the Negev was located in the south. So that's a physical location, right? But let's just talk about this maybe in a different creative way, a spiritual way. It was also used to indicate desert land. And when water begins to come into a desert place, sometimes it just takes longer to get to certain portions of that land. When I think of south, I think of lower, right? Like if our head is north, then our feet would be south. And when I think of emotions, I think of south as the deepest part of who we are. And so the psalmist is saying, like, we rejoice, we celebrate that you have brought the captives back. But now we're also asking you to continue to restore us like streams in the Negev, like water dripping down to the southernmost part, down to the deepest part of my soul. And y'all, that's where a lot of the soul wounds are. That's where a lot of the cracks and crevices and places that we don't even know are empty. That's where those places reside. And so as we rejoice and are restored back to joy, as we go through that process, don't be surprised when you come upon moments when you think, wait, I thought that I was already restored. Yet you're back. He's brought the prodigal home. He's returned the dream to you. He's restored your fortunes. But now, Holy Spirit is working his way down into the depths of who you are, into the very core part of that pain. And there is where he's going to continue the restoration process. So for today, just remember this. Don't be surprised when it feels like your life is on repeat and you thought you were healed, but now you're hurting again. That's normal. That's just part of being human. And God's still got you. And as we're going to see in our next episode, he actually has a harvest waiting for you. And the tears that you're crying now are actually what's being planted and what's going to bring you a harvest of even greater joy. Thanks again for being a part of this episode. Episode 38, y'all. And I hope if it's provided you with some value that you would simply share it with somebody. Let them know that this is a podcast that can help them deal with the tension of living in the now and the not yet. Can't wait to be with you again in just a couple of weeks as we continue our journey through Psalm 126. And remember, give God your yes and he'll do